I could be wrong. I'm not often. Okay. I believe that top 40 hit from the 1970s was performed by the Hughes Corporation.
The Hughes.
Well done, Gregory. Nailed that one.
Okay.
Great song. Can we do a PSA? We have headphones on, so if you come up, we can't hear you when we're in the middle of the segment.
That is true, yes. But, I mean, there are a lot of people.
A lot of people. Right?
I got you guys are the best listeners anybody's ever had in the entire
Unbelievable.
World. We are at the Tipsy. We're at the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River. It's a Flex Friday.
And bad news for Courtney, Wiggy's pounding these nachos.
Yeah, that's a terrible idea. I haven't even had a bite of them until after. But
you.
Good news.
I don't want to go
just
out there on an
some
empty stomach.
So there's a whole beautiful complex here in Fall River. We're in the shadow of the bridge, the Braga Bridge. Battleship Cove is right next door with some incredible World War II and Vietnam War era battleships over there. Wiggy is sampling the crab nachos from Pier 52, which is right over there, an unbelievable restaurant. Those came over here this morning. I also noticed your beverage number one this morning. What are you?
Pina colada.
Oh my
okay,
god!
Pina colada.
Pina colada
with a floater.
Be milk?
Huh?
Did you get a floater?
What would you put in that?
You got a rum floater? You got?
I don't know.
Okay.
Floater terrible. Doesn't usually have a good connotation around the water.
Listen, I'm about to go 175, 80 miles an hour.
You are.
Yeah, I need to at least.
Courtney's face.
And let me. Well, you're worried about him eating all that stuff and then throwing up on you.
Yes, I am.
That is a horrible combination.
Like Chris in the truck, very nice to get him a pina colada that's milk-based. He's going to be like gurgling in this hot weather.
I'll let you know, Courtney, I can get to the side of the boat.
Okay, I was given rosaries, so God is with us.
Thank God.
To find out what we need to know, what Wiggy and Courtney need to know before they get on Outer Limits, please welcome Dan. Round of applause for Dan.
Thanks for having us.
And I saw Dan doing shots, which is good.
Dan, you are the – get that mic right up. You are the captain. Would I call you the captain of Outer Limits?
In a sense, yeah, general
you
manager.
You got to bring that right up to your mouth. Yes.
Of the company and crash test dummy, I test all the boats and see what they can do and put them through their paces. So.
Okay. So this particular – I was referring to it as a cigarette boat. But it's not – that's a brand, right? So this is a different – this is Outer Limits.
Correct.
How do I explain that as I'm not a nautical person.
So that's like everyone calls a tissue a Kleenex.
Okay.
You know, it's a brand. You know, it's a tissue. So cigarette is a competing brand.
Okay.
Much slower brand.
Yeah.
we go a lot faster than they do.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've been in business for over 30 years building state-of-the-art high-performance boats, you know, the finest money can buy right out of here in Bristol, Rhode Island, which is kind of right across the bay there.
Awesome.
And
how long would it take you to get from here to Bristol, Rhode Island? Top speed.
Yeah, like 30 seconds.
Oh, okay. Awesome. I love Bristol,
literally
Rhode Island.
Right there.
How fast – well, first of all, how much? Like, if I wanted to buy Outer Limits – how much would that cost me?
So we build boats from 29 feet up to 52 feet in length. You know, the 29-footer starts about $500,000 and get up to, you know, $2 million.
Okay.
Oh, good. That's right in Greg's wheelhouse.
A couple million bucks for that. How fast will Outer Limits do?
It all depends on power packages. I mean, we build boats without boards.
This
and
is
a wide
the
array of
SV43.
Correct, SV43.
Okay. So. How fast will the SV43 do?
So this boat here is powered by a pair of Mercury Racing 1,350 horsepower motors, 2,700 horsepower on the water.
That's a lot of horsepower.
You know, right now, current configuration, it runs in about the 150s.
Okay.
It had some more horsepower when we set the record 10 years ago at over 180.
You went 180 miles in this particular boat 10 years ago.
I personally didn't.
Somebody did.
We had a guy that does a lot of racing on some of the teams for us, and we did it actually in North Carolina on a measured kilometer course. So it's called a kilo record. So you basically, it's a measured kilometer that you enter the trap as fast as you can go, and you got to exit the trap as fast as you can go.
Right.
And it's the average of the two speeds to get, you know, your speed. So we did that down on the Pimlico River in North Carolina and ended up with a little over 180. So we broke the current record by about 10 miles an hour.
And,
wow.
And it's awesome. Woo! And honestly... having you, I've heard a lot about you, and I want to tell you that you, it seems like you have recovered incredibly since the horrible accident you had piloting this boat just a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
So that's very comforting to Wiggy and to Courtney.
Oh, I said, crash test dummy. You know, someone's got to see what
Man,
I can do.
I have an event tomorrow, Legendary Sports Collectibles, yeah. noon to 2.
So you want to be there?
I want to be there. There's a little cashish.
Yeah.
So keep us safe, yes. all straightaways.
Yeah.
That's it.
How will they, will Courtney and Wiggy be standing up?
No. So this is what we call a sit-down boat. So it's basically just like your car. It's got 5 seats in it that you sit down full time.
Okay.
It's usually fully enclosed. It has 2 hatches. We did take the hatches off just in case you're claustrophobic.
Yes, I am claustrophobic.
I'm actually happier that we're going to have fresh air.
So get some fresh air to you.
Will I have a seatbelt?
There are seatbelts in it if you want to put them on.
A helmet?
First of all,
you don't need a helmet.
That's not comforting. That's alarming. Yeah. Okay? Most boats don't require seatbelts. Right. I know you're comforted by it, but it's alarming.
Yeah. If we're doing $1.50, the seatbelt's not going to help much.
Yeah,
that's true.
How fast do you think you'll be able to get it going with them in it?
Probably, hopefully, 140s.
Woohoo!
To shoot for, so.
I can't. I love you guys for doing this.
Do you have complete control of the accelerator? So if we feel like we're getting a little nervous and we say, hey, slow down this MF, or we can get down very, you know.
I have selective hearing.
Okay.
Right. I love it.
We are, this will all be on Twitch and on YouTube.
Sick and twisted people on Twitch. We're over 2,000 viewers right now.
What are they saying?
Just like, oh, you know, oh God, this could be interesting. I mean, everyone's talking about my dress. I'm putting a t-shirt over it. I'm sickos.
Oh, they're hoping your dress flies off.
Yeah.
I love how fast frazzled Courtney gets.
Yes.
Not that you'd have any experience with this, but how fast do you have to get it going for dresses to fly off, bikini tops?
Set the record on Twitch, though, Courtney. Yeah. Think about that.
Right? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that
could it be for the show?
Yeah,
I'll take my shirt off of me. I know
a lot of boobs.
Wiggy, okay with sunglasses, or would those fly off?
No, you're basically sitting down in the boat, so it's got a full wraparound windshield, so sunglasses are fine. Right. It is tinted, though, so.
All right. Okay. No, I'll take them off.
All right. But
on or off?
I want to lose those Oakleys. Okay.
Is there a place for me to stick my phone? There
yes. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Ooh, and what will be the route? Like where are we going?
We'll probably load up, head out of the marina.
Okay. And then come flying back by.
Come flying by. I kind of did earlier. That was about 130 when I came in earlier.
When you came in, that was 130 miles an hour?
Yeah.
Jesus.
That's unbelievable.
I'm getting a little nervous.
All right, well, you guys should do a couple of shots.
I really am.
Oh, man. This is. But you know what, Wiggy? Like, you are overcoming a fear.
Woo!
Like, there are people who
is it hot out here?
People who live their whole lives, and we all have fears. All
right.
Yeah.
And some people are never able to overcome them, and you're going to do that momentarily on the show. Yeah. And it could be.
And you know what? We're going out doing what we love.
You're going out doing what you love. You were not afraid.
No, I love boats. I love boats. It's just you guys talking about it has made me. I came in here today so excited.
Yeah.
And then as we talked about it, I'm like a little shaky.
Yeah, shaking.
And when you hear it, it's like, you know, I love the sound of power, but I like to just watch it or drive
it. Behold.
Oh, you're going to feel it.
All right.
Does anybody ever get ill when they're on it? Or
sometimes, yeah. Yeah, you know.
Do you have any bags?
Should they take Dramamine?
I don't think it's going to do it. No, no.
Usually the Dramamine's for slow rocking. We're going to be going so fast, you're not going to get seasick.
Yeah. Well, when you sell this one, you could say it has a crab rangoon nachos interior.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we tried to do it on the outside of the boat. That's for the seagulls, you know.
Yeah. Outside. All right. Well, I can't wait. Dan, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
All right. Very nice
Off
meeting
you.
Go. Good knowing you.
You're going to have our friends' lives and futures in your hands in a few minutes. So please be careful with them.
Yeah.
Always.
Okay. A lot of people they depend on me. Yeah. So, Dan.
Yes. Be careful with them. But scare the F out of them.
There are still 15 people in Massachusetts that don't have a Wiggy autograph, so we need to get there tomorrow.
All right. I can't wait. We're going to do it next. So if you...
Woo!
All right. God love you, too.
If you have the time, go right now to Twitch. Follow WEEI. You can do the same thing on...
FaceTime Harry.
On YouTube. Yeah, say goodbye to Harry and Santo. And if honestly, if anything bad happens, tell Santo I got a spot for him at lunch in Newport. When we come back from the Tipsy Seagull in Fall River, Wiggy and Courtney in Outer Limits on a Flex Friday at WEEI.